Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Well, market analyst Tom Lefter will join us here on this Tuesday, and that's coming up when we come back right after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine and Limflex Bull Sale, Saturday, March 12th, 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 100 limousine and Limflex bulls, 65 fall yearlings, that's 63 black and polled and 2 reds, 35 spring yearlings, 95 Limflex with low birth weights and outstanding growth and performance, and 5 top purebreds. For more information, call 580-597-3006 or log on to www.hallchr.com. Welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joins us now from Lefter Commodities. Tom, let's kind of take a look at our livestock futures from yesterday, and kind of looks like cattle futures mostly mixed yesterday. What was going on with those livestock?
They sure were, Dave. Monday, we did see live cattle close mostly negative and feeders mostly positive after experiencing two-sided trading throughout the session. Now, we also saw choice box beef down 51 cents yesterday, selects up 85 cents on a total movement of 112 loads. Daily cattle kill, 104,000 head. Cash feeder index was up $1.01. We saw most of the highs for the week last week as far as cash cattle trade at 137. Now, when you look at the average weighted steer price in our feed yards, Kansas was $2.88 higher than they were the previous week, and Nebraska $2.19 higher. Now, we also saw yesterday lean hogs trade mostly negative and close negative. On the close yesterday, April live cattle 2 cents lower, March feeders down 50 cents, and April lean hogs 87 lower.
We will check the grains when we come back right after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's check out these grain futures. The wheat futures ended up on a pretty nice day yesterday, but it was a rough day for corn and soybeans.
Well, you've got that right, Dave. As we saw yesterday, only the Kansas City and Chicago wheat able to close positive, while we saw the corn and the soybeans close negative and also make new lows for the month of February yesterday. Now, there was no price positive numbers in our weekly grain export inspections yesterday morning, and we saw overnight trading volume on the moderate side and prices mostly on the mixed side. At the moment, the May KC wheat is down a penny and three quarters. May corn's up three quarters of a penny. May soybeans trading 4 cents higher. May cotton's 27 points lower. April crude oil, 70 cents higher. We're looking at the April, or I meant to say March, dollar index, 4 cents higher. And March Dow Jones futures up 120 points.
Now, Tom, for folks who are interested in commodities trading, how can they get more information from you?
Call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We certainly appreciate your time today. We'll check in with you again this afternoon and also tomorrow morning, and we'll look forward to that. Going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lefter, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.